Andrew Mason back here at the Big Board talking about the NFL draft and talking about sleepers. And today, we're going to take a look at some of the wide receiver sleepers. First up, Rashad Greene out of Florida State. A little bit lost in the shuffle nationally because, you know, Jameis Winston gets all the attention there. But you can see on the film, very smooth route runner, able to make plays in traffic, as you see here in the national semifinal against Oregon. Really, the only knock on Rashad Greene is his size. He's 182 pounds, depending on which measurement you use. So there's understandable questions about whether he's going to be able to make plays in traffic at the next level. But you can see when he does make a grab, he's able to get away from people. He's able to get downfield. Very good at getting yardage after the catch. Also has experience as a punt returner. You're not going to see that video on here, but that's going to enhance his draft value to teams that maybe want to use him as a special team at first. He could be a slot receiver. He can also work on the outside. And so really a lot of versatility from him. And if Rashad Greene can put on 5 or 10 more pounds, I think he can be an effective receiver at the next level. Next up, Vince Maley from Washington State, the latest receiving product of Mike Leach's air raid offense that he now has up at Wazoo. Y'all know it from Texas Tech, of course. He's 6'2", 224, and that means he's going to make plays like that near the goal line, quick slant. He's able to use his size, and he's able to, you can see here, make plays across the middle, make plays in traffic. He'll break tackles, as you'd expect from a 224-pounder. Not the greatest straight-line speed, 4.67 40 at the combine, so, you know, he's not going to get away from defenders as often as you'd like, but he is that big receiver who's going to give cornerbacks trouble. If you put a smaller cornerback on him, he's going to expose him. And, you know, it's guys like Vince Maley that explain why teams are looking for bigger cornerbacks nowadays, because you see more and more of these bigger receivers that have the agility and can make plays downfield on the outside, and they're going to cause problems for smaller cornerbacks. Those are two sleepers to watch in what is a very, very deep wide receiver class at the NFL draft. You're going to see plenty of talent going off the boards, not only on the first and second day, but into the third day. Wouldn't surprise me if the Broncos, even though they're in pretty good shape at wide receiver, if they target a receiver on third day, and it could be guys like Green and Maley. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Big Board with the Sleepers. I'm Andrew Mason.